Ending whackness in the name of blackness. You are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com.
Neither evacuation nor siege would work.
Why not?
General, we sealed off the ghetto for 3 days last week. It paralyzed the city.
Paralyzed Chicago?
Chicago is more dependent on black labor than one would think. 90% of the garbage collectors are colored. 60% of the hospital workers are colored. 60% of the bus drivers and 80% of the postal workers. So although the concentration... The detention camps occurring under the 1950 Subversion Act are ready. We can't put them to immediate use.
Do you know if he takes any dope? Heroin, LSD, marijuana, pill?
No. He don't even smoke. He ain't no junkie, baby.
He's had a tendency to boast. Brag about himself.
He don't talk about himself at all. Most regular tricks want to tell you the story of their whole lives.
Does he gamble?
If he do, I don't know about it. Took him to a joint one night. Craps, poker. If he get in, I get a cut. But he just stand around and look.
What'd you say? Violent? Uncontrollable temper?
Temper? No. He'll never lose his cool. But people don't give him no shit.
How do you mean?
He's one of them quiet kind of cats that people just don't mess with. Like that time I was telling you about. The cat that owned it owed me some bread. Started to get off the wall about it. Then he checked out Freeman. Just standing there, quiet, digging the action. And the cat, bad, make two of Freeman. Check out Freeman. Look at me. Give me my bread. Thought about that night. He ain't my man or nothing like that, but I know that if I got in trouble, he'd be in it. I think he'd be real bad once he get going, too.
June 25th, 2008. It's been my pleasure and honor. Jason from Chicago says, hey, Cedric, have you peeped the Benjamin Banneker doll they have at the Civil Rights Museum in Birmingham? I don't ever recall seeing a doll based off a person of color who wasn't an athlete or an entertainer. Brother Vernon, much love and respect. Brother, you have inspired me. I started my own internet radio show. A lot of kinks to work out, though. Brother Vernon from Columbia, Maryland. Good luck, Brother Vernon. If you send the link, I'll promote it. Rod Ginyard, it's been a good show. Young Reverend Cedric, get sharp in the woodshed and come back with even more fire. I'm taking a trip to Europe and will have some information on Swiss bank accounts when I return, hopefully. If we miss Natasha's birthday in the meantime, happy birthday to her. Dawood says he loves Spook, who sat by the door. That's the movie, Eleazar. That answers your question. Let me hit you with another one.
I am certainly pleased with the way you fitted into the agency. How long have you been with us now?
Good, more than 5 years, sir.
And you've done well. You're a credit to your race.
Thank you, sir.
Hard work, man. No shortcuts. Other minorities pull themselves up by the bootstraps.
Yes, sir.
You're a perfect example, Dan. Fine, natural athlete. Well, no denying your people are great in sports.
Well, thank you, sir, but we still have a long way to go.
Right. There's still a cultural gap to be closed. It's a question of evolution. Of course, it'll take generations. In the meantime, you people must earn respect by serving the country. Freeman, you people must serve.
You know how I be. Last week, Kobe couldn't do without me. You know how I be. Last week, Kobe couldn't do it without me. I call myself Big, but I'm not as good as Biggie. I call myself Big because I live next to Diddy. Excuse me, Diddy lived next to me. So in the hood, dog, I feel like B.I.G. Because if Biggie was still here, he would be right there on Star Island in the mansion somewhere chilling, sitting on about half a billion. Because me and Guns combined, that's half a billion. For real, dog, now that's B.I.G. Ain't nobody in the world do it bigger than me. That's like a white boy trying to be more nigga than me. That's like a homeless cat having more figures than me. That's like Patrick Ewing having more rings than me. That's like rappers having car strip things than me. That's like you saying to yourself you're better than me. That's like Kareem saying to himself he better than me. Now stop, think about that. It ain't about that. It's about B.I.G. aka Big Shaq. Now that's the difference between first and last place. Kobe, nigga, tell me how my tastes. Okay, Kobe, tell me how my tastes. Okay, everybody, Kobe, tell me how my tastes. I'm a horse, Kobe ratted me out, that's why I'm getting divorced. He said Shaq gave a meal. I don't do that, cause my name's Shaquille. I love him, I don't leave him. I got a vasectomy, now I can't breed him. Kobe, how my tastes. Everybody, Kobe, how my tastes. Yeah, you couldn't do it without me. Kobe, you couldn't do it without me. Kobe, you can't do it without me. Everybody, Kobe, tell me how my tastes. Yeah, you can't do it without me. Yeah, you can't do it without me. Yeah, you can't do it without me. Everybody, Kobe. Yeah. Thank you. Brick City in the building.
Natasha from Miami, I got you covered. I didn't get into this, but here is Brother Bob Barr. Could it be a black alliance between Brother Bob Barr, the suspected original, and Barack Obama? Does Bob Barr, the Libertarian presidential nominee, have a positive impact on Senator Barack Obama's chances of being president? Listen closely.
One state poll that stuck out to us, a presidential election among Georgia voters, McCain 44, Obama 33, and there's Bob Barr at 6. John, what do you make of the numbers?
Well, the third party candidates can make a difference in certain places. Of course, we saw that in Florida in 2000. Bob Barr is not going to make a splash in most parts of the country. But Georgia's a very interesting case. They are playing. Sam Nunn is a potential vice presidential choice. Georgia's a state where if you supercharge African-American turnout, it's conceivable that Barack Obama could make a run there, and you see that Bob Barr may be helping him.
One state poll that stuck out to us, a presidential election among Georgia voters, McCain 44, Obama 33, and there's Bob Barr at 6. John, what do you make of the numbers?
Well, the third-party candidates can make a difference in certain places. Of course, we saw that in Florida in 2000. Bob Barr is not going to make a splash in most parts of the country. But Georgia's a very interesting case. They are playing. Sam Nunn is a potential vice presidential choice. Georgia's a state where if you supercharge African-American turnout, it's conceivable that Barack Obama could make a run there, and you see that Bob Barr may be helping him.
Oh, my cup runneth over with wisdom and knowledge for you all. Let me give you a treat. Some of you may have caught this on C-SPAN. David Hilliard of the Black Panther Party speaking on the history of the Black Panther Party. Waiting Till the Midnight Hour is a good book for you to get an intro on some of the divisions inside of the Black Panther Party that we've already recommended. There's other books that go more in depth. But you got to know Huey Newton. You got to know Bobby Seale. You got to know Eldridge Cleaver. And you got to know David Hilliard, among others. Here we go.
When we sent the delegation of Black Panther Party members, some 20 people, most were not Black Panther Party members, by the way. They were these young people who were just fascinated to carry a gun. But the whole intent was to capture the imagination of the people. In order to organize people, you have to harness the social forces and in order to bring them to your agenda. So it was a very calculated event. I should also mention that it was very short-lived, that period, with the emphasis on carrying those guns. That whole quest for self-defense came out of a period where you would see Minutemen riding through Albany with trailers with artillery guns, 50 caliber guns, are on trailers riding through the black community, intimidating black community. So it was that kind of intimidation. It was that kind of need to support ourselves when the government was not offering any protection that the idea for self-defense came into existence. We were obviously not the first to do that. There were people in the South, the Lowndes County Freedom Party, who were defending their very lives for the right to vote. There was people like Robert Williams and people from the, who's a member of the NAACP who had armed self-defense organizations there in the South. So we were not the first to do that, but we certainly were the first to underwrite that with an agenda. And I must say that it is the ideas that transform the situation. So it is quite different from having the guns and being a racist militia organization with guns to bring violence upon peaceful people trying to just register to vote, and people who have these guns for their very basic self-defense against racists kicking their door down, and police who are violating laws and killing people in the community with impunity.
I grew up on a farm in Pennsylvania, and all I ever saw were the pictures, you know, of the guns, and that's all I ever heard about. It was like you were some army or something. And then when I moved out here, I met a friend, LaRue, who grew up in East Oakland, and he set me straight. You know, he told me about the breakfast programs. He was a kid at the time. He told me about the free health programs. And I, by that time, had been to college. I'd never heard of any of these things. I mean, is that just the media's fault? I mean, why did I have to have somebody that actually lived through it? You know, a kid that was, I got gained from it. Why did I have to have some person that actually that happened to for me to find out about it?
Well, because that was part and parcel the media's that was their position. It was further manifest, and it was the program of something that came out of the early 60s under Richard Nixon, called the COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program. Goes back to the early 50s even, and even further than that, goes back to the early 50s and during the McCarthy era, when the attacks against the labor movement. So there's that was this this concerted effort, especially by J. Edgar Hoover and Richard Nixon, against our organization and organizations in the 60s, the Weathermen, Martin Luther King, SCLC, SNCC. All of these organizations were targeted by the FBI, but more prominently, our Black Panther Party. Out of 270-some attacks against these so-called militant organizations, more than 70% was against our organization. And in their own words, they said that we must discredit, misinform, neutralize, and criminalize the Black Panther Party and its movement. Not only were we left and frozen into this position of just these militancy, these militants with just a lot of rhetoric, and one would think that we were totally racist, out to kill all white people, but we were also totally destroyed in terms of any credibility. Some over 20 members were killed, some 40 people either directly related to our organization or indirectly are still in prison. Some 7 or 8 are in exile. So it was a concerted effort by the United States government to discredit and to misinform public about our Black Panther Party.
I'm going to close out on the great words of Ron Guignard of Culver City, California. Food for thought. He says, I think the best all-around choice for Barack's running mate is Ed Rendell of Pennsylvania. I could be wrong, but Barack needs at least 2 of the 4 states of Virginia, Pennsylvania, Indiana, or Ohio. He's working on several states of the 2004 election that could turn or well turn the tide. He's strategizing the system like Hillary did it. Just me. On that note, and on this hot song I'm going to raise up, July 16th. God willing, we'll see you all again. Be safe. Enjoy yourself. Rejuvenate. Look forward to coming back with more and more and more. A lot of more, as Mr. T says. Peace and blessings.
Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
Honey, why won't you accept the fact that it's not just an act that I care? So please let me share special moments, moments so rich. Check it out, if I could give you the world, you know I'd do it. Everything at your feet and nothing to it, but it's hard, sweetheart, and it's rough out here. But I doubt there is anybody else for me.
Stay tuned to the Black Coffee Channel, home of the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Radio program.
No, darling, I would never soup you up, never. I'm bugging out over the bar, leaving, trying to step to you, but now you're retreating. I sat for hours and contemplated the state of our affairs, and I find there's no way out, I'm in a love lock. The funny thing about it, I don't want to even stop.
We are in the mold of the old prophet. Old prophets stood on the wall as watchmen. If we are on our job, we are watching. Watching. What are you watching for?
My behavior is based on strong feelings I have of you and me. It's like a
if you were in the army and you were given a post to stand guard, you're standing guard over something of value. Sleeping on your post is dangerous. In wartime, it's punishable by death. Watchman, get up on the wall. Watchman, watch out for the sheep. Watchman, the wolves come to eat the sheep. Watchman, sound the alarm. Watchman, go out and kill the wolves that wants to kill the sheep. Watchman, get on your job. But if the watchman falls asleep on the wall, then the sheep get eaten up by the wolves.
Ending whackness in the name of blackness. You are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show, only at blackcoffeechannel.com.